Hi there. The word for you today is on a prayer for integrity. In Psalm 119 and verse 1, David writes, "Joyful are people of integrity, those who follow the law of the Lord." Now, if you told David that there was coming a day when he would commit adultery with another man's wife and then have that man murdered to cover it up, he'd probably have said, "No way." Nevertheless, the Bible records that it happened. So, forgiven, restored, and looking back on this whole episode, here's what David writes. And this is a prayer for integrity. And I quote, "Joyful are people of integrity who follow the law of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his paths. You have charged us to keep your commandments carefully. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees, that I will not be ashamed when I compare my life with your commands. As I learn your righteous laws, I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey your decrees. Please don't give up on me. How can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. I have tried hard to find you. Don't let me wander off from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I praise you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. I have recited aloud all the laws you have given us. I have rejoiced in your laws as much as in riches. I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. I will delight in your decrees and not forget your word. Be good to your servant, that I may live and obey your word. Open my eyes to see wonderful truths in your law." That's the prayer David prayed. That's the prayer you should pray. And that is a prayer God will definitely answer. And that's the word for you today.